Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here at 221-1402. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Welcome to the show. It's a beautiful Tuesday the 19th. Joined in the studio by Frosty.
Good morning.
How you doing, producer?
Good. How's that coffee treating you?
Whoa, I'm just, 2 inches off the ground, but I'm going to gain some altitude and roll in hot today. And speaking of rolling in hot, here's my soulmate.
Well, that was pretty cool. On the phone today, I love starting our Tuesday mornings with our tip of the week from our favorite owner and trainer of Adamson's Peak Performance. But we have something special going on, Joe, with some classes that are very affordable and very motivating because we know it's getting hot and we're exposing our bodies more, so we want to make sure we look good.
That's absolutely right. We just started out yesterday with small group personal training, and it's a 30-minute circuit-type routine using all kinds of crazy pieces of equipment, functional, multi-plane, multi-joint exercises that just leaves you basically a melted puddle of sweat at the end.
Sounds appetizing, but I tell you what, we've done this, and it is quite a workout. And the best thing about it is that you do it with a small group of people, and there's somebody to tell you what to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can just show up, and, it's so hard sometimes to do it on your own. So you show up, and the trainer is there going to push you through the workout, and all of a sudden 30 minutes is up, and it's over, and you've done it, and, your legs are throbbing, and your heart's beating, and it's done.
Okay, so tell our listeners if they want, don't you have several classes starting a day or a week?
Right, we've got about 3 classes a day. We've got a morning, midday, and after work class. And the way small group training works is you can either pay a monthly fee or just buy like a 10-pack, like a punch card type system, and then just show up. You don't have to make an appointment, which is kind of nice for some people where their schedules are crazy and they never know what, where they're going to be or what they're going to, how much time they're going to have. You can just show up and do it.
You guys are so flexible with us, too, and we love that. Well, it's buy a 10-pack and get a 6-pack, right?
That's absolutely. I love that.
Buy a 10-pack, get a 6-pack.
We'll charge you for that one.
That one's probably worth paying for.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's a place that we go where we feel safe and we are encouraged to keep going, and that's the big deal. And
awesome.
That's the beauty of having a trainer and having great people around you. So thank you very much, Joe Adamson.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks,
have a beautiful weekend.
You have a great day.
This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Good morning. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but May is Stroke Awareness Month, and we have some wonderfully interesting guests with us. First off, we have Pat Finley, who is a nurse, and actually his specialty is his stroke nurse, member of the stroke team, and this is with Shasta Regional Medical Center. And also Dr. Raby, who's a neurologist with a specialty in stroke. And he is also the director of the stroke program at Shasta Regional Medical Center. So, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
This is really big because it can happen to any one of us at any time. And I know at the break you had a specific question, Carl. Let's go with that.
Well, what we wanted to bring out today, and we'll start with that, is that there's the medical center has the only stroke treatment center in the North State?
Correct, north of Woodland.
Okay. And doctor, I know you wanted to bring out things that people should be aware of, the fact that we're having a stroke screening?
That's correct. Well, what we look into when we do the stroke screening is the risk factor. that risk factors that someone might have that might cause them down the road having a stroke, like high blood pressure or blood vessels that are rigid or atherosclerotic, as they call it, like the blood vessels in the neck, for example, the carotids, or people who have irregular heartbeats. These are the important factors. The next step, of course, is that we have to be ready, which we are, to receive the patient who has had an acute stroke within minutes and start the evaluation and treatment within that minutes, which is very important.
Okay, so I believe tomorrow there's going to be a stroke screening clinic?
It'll be at the hospital. You can call the hospital, make reservations for a stroke presentation and screening. It's at 244-5465. You can call and make a reservation for seating. It's at 6:30 tomorrow at the hospital, and tomorrow is Wednesday the 20th, I believe.
Well, you know, there is a staggering number of 70%. I'm reading that that stroke is the third leading cause of death in the United States, and 70% of strokes can be prevented by well-known behaviors. Should we talk? I think it's really important for our listeners to go through what some of the indicators are and the signs.
What we really try to stress is to get out to the public is the symptoms of a stroke. We use a little acronym with the word FAST, F-A-S-T. And we've taught this all the way from adults all the way down to children in school. F is for face, A is for arm, S is for speech, and T is for time. We see people with stroke having a symptom of half their face maybe becoming droopy and very slack and limp. It looks kind of like your face is going to slide right off. Arm is for a weakness or a drifting of your arm that you cannot hold it up in front of you, and it will just drift right back down to the table when you hold it up. S is for your speech. It becomes very, very slurred. Your tongue becomes very, very thick feeling. You can't talk right. And T is for time. Obviously, the sooner that you get to the hospital, the sooner that you call 911, the faster we can get you into the hospital and begin the possible treatment. And that is the...
Now, I understand that a lot of strokes can be reversed due to medical treatment. I mean, if you catch them early, within that first...
We would like you to be there immediately after you have your very first symptom, whether it's what sometimes is called a mini stroke and the symptom goes away right away, or it's a full-blown stroke where you have the symptoms for a period of time. We want you to be in the emergency room immediately after that symptom begins.
Okay, so you have the symptoms of a stroke and you go to the emergency room. Can it be reversed?
We'll screen you as soon as you come into the emergency room. We'll do a CAT scan to make sure that these symptoms are not caused by bleeding inside your head. And if you're within the three-hour time window that from the onset of symptoms and you have no exclusion factors of that would prevent any problems, then we can give you some medicine that may help dissolve the blood clot that might be causing this stroke inside your brain.
So in other words, the stroke is basically clogging or closing a blood vessel that supplies blood to the brain. And if we can open up that blood vessel fast enough, we can restore the life in those brain cells. And that's the whole idea. So naturally, you could imagine that every minute that we delay in such a treatment, we lose some more brain cells. And brain cells cannot basically be reproduced like the cells in the guts or cells in the skin. So that becomes crucial that we give a clot-busting medication right on time. But these are very, very strong medications. Naturally, we need to have an evaluation very, very promptly within minutes. This is the guideline we have, and that's how we get the accreditation. It means that the JCO, or is the Joint Commission for Approval of Health Organizations and American Heart Association, give us approval after they basically test us and see that if we are fast enough in such evaluation and start of treatment.
Well, it is May, and it is National Stroke Awareness Month, and we're here with the experts. I'm Carla and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. We'll see you right after the break.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 221-1402. If you have a question for Dr. Rabi, and of course his number one assistant and head honcho of the nurse corps at the stroke unit. Have I gone way too far with that, Pat?
A little overboard, but not bad.
Okay, you know, anybody can do
this
that.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Okay,
what
this
do you
is
want?
This, of course, is we're celebrating. I don't know if you could celebrate stroke awareness, but this is something everybody should know, that the Shasta Regional Medical Center tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. is having a free community health seminar on stroke prevention and rehabilitation with a good doctor here who is the expert in the North State. It's going to be at the Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's going to be at 6:30. Tomorrow, and you need to give a call because seating is limited. The phone number there is 244-5465. Now, what's the most important thing we want to get out here in the next few minutes?
Right. I think, Carl, the most important thing we want people to know is time is of the essence, and that you do need to get into the emergency room as soon as possible. Even if you have a small, what sometimes is referred to as a small mini stroke or TIA, the symptoms and the emergency of that situation is the same as a full-blown stroke. We treat strokes with the same emergent care as we would do an acute heart attack. A stroke is the same thing as a heart attack, except it happens in your brain. And since you would treat one just the same as emergent, we also treat strokes as the same emergency.
And also, were we talking about the fact that you need to go to your emergency room and your doctor and your hospital to see if they're set up to take care of strokes?
That's correct.
Because not all the emergency rooms are set up for this, are they?
Technically, they are able to receive the patient and evaluate, which means that they have CAT scan and they have the physicians, all of them licensed, and they can evaluate the patient. They do need at times the consultation from neurologists or a stroke neurologist, someone like me, to make sure that this is the stroke and needs treatment. But the first, I believe the first thing that will motivate the hospitals to just have those protocols and have that awareness about the stroke is that call their hospitals, their local hospitals, and ask them, if I'm going to have a stroke, are you ready to receive me and start the acute treatment if I'm eligible to receive it?
Great. Let's talk about the tongue. There was a mass email that went around I received from actually some really good girlfriends, and they talked about the tongue being a symptomatic thing as far as a stroke is concerned, too. That's something you could see right away. Could you explain that?
That goes back to our little acronym of the word FAST, and it's part of the face symptoms. If you stick your tongue out, usually when you can stick your tongue straight out and try to touch your chin and it'll be straight. So a lot of times with a stroke, people try to stick their tongue out, touch their chin, and the tongue will veer off to the left or to the right side of their face, one way or the other. It depends on what side of the brain and therefore what side of the body is affected with this stroke. But that, I think that's probably where that tongue thing came from.
Would an aneurysm be in the same
category. A stroke in general, the answer is yes. Means that a stroke means that a sudden attack to the brain that causes any of those neurological findings that we discussed, as the weakness, as the tongue deviation, as the fascial. The difference is that in aneurysm, the cause usually is bleeding and is a rupture. That is another emergent neurological condition. So from our point of view, or from point of view of people, anyone who has those changes, which is like a weakness, numbness, problem with the speech, they come to the hospital. And then from there, by doing CAT scan, we can basically, or other type of imaging, we can find out what type of a stroke they have had. if it's bleeding, if there is aneurysm behind it, or if it's some other type of stroke.
You know, we'd really like to thank Dr. Rabi and Pat Finley for coming here today and talking about stroke awareness. This is, like we said, Stroke Awareness Month. And again, the
tomorrow night
is going to be
6:30 at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Is celebrating stroke awareness. It's the month of May, celebrating. It's how to avoid a stroke and how to manage once you've had one.
And it's, like, again, it's free, but you need to call to reserve a spot, and the phone number for that is 244-5465.
Do it again.
244-5465. And, again, it's free, and it's a way of maybe saving your life. Thank you very much for being here, Doctor Pat.
Thank you very much for having us.
Okay, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about taxes. We're going to talk about what they're doing to us. We're going to talk about bend over, here it comes again. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. ABC News. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and DeBott. And after that segment about preventing strokes, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest tobacco emporium west of the Mississippi. And Kimmy and the gang at Espresso Joe's will make it for you.
Hey,
Joe and Shelley.
There's nothing wrong with a little enjoying a nice
cigar.
Uh-huh.
And a little, maybe just a touch.
I think they have port there, too. I mean, they have nice things. Wine.
They've got it all. Charles, are you upset, Charles?
Well,
you better be, because I am.
Well, are you aware of what some of the comments made by a couple of the council members at yesterday's city council meeting?
Oh.
Oh, no. Well, you know, it could be. Let everybody in on it, though.
Yeah, enlighten us.
It was a special meeting, a joint meeting of the library board and city council. There was one item on the city council portion of the agenda, and that was a new smoking ordinance.
Right.
And I know that time is limited, and by the way, there'll be time enough to discuss the second reading of it maybe, you know, tomorrow or some other day before the next meeting. But a couple of the council people made comments to the effect that, you know, in defense of the proposed that everybody who uses tobacco products is just some skid row bum who lives at the Mission, and because of that they can just, you know, prohibit. Anywhere that they want to prohibit it.
Somebody said that? Somebody said that people that use tobacco products are all just Skid Row Denzians?
To that effect, yes. Not those exact words, although the, you know, phrases like living at the Mission were used.
Yeah. Well, from what I understand.
Comments made by Dickerson and Stegall.
Well, I understand is that there's a lot of people live out there in that park, and a lot of the homeless, and they go over to the library. And the idea is to keep the people from dropping butts and all that around there.
But to
throw everybody into one group, of course, is wrong.
Well, the thing is that, you know, these kinds of proposals cannot accurately be considered in isolation of general trends, as we all know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and Stegall and MacArthur freely admitted that when they said that they want to make every public building in the city, I mean, every public campus in the city, a no-smoking zone.
Well, you know, they can say what they want, but right now, Mary Stegall and Mrs. MacArthur are batting kind of like low in the batting order because of different things they've done. Here's the thing is the last time I looked at smoking was legal. Now, you know, people can discriminate against smokers, which they have been doing, by saying you can't smoke here, you can't smoke there, because your secondhand smoke is of great, you know, harm to my children and dogs and everything. But the point is also is that people that smoke have rights. And,
right.
And that to take away all of their rights doesn't seem very fair to me. So,
and to lump the, and to lump them, yeah. to mischaracterize them so is simply not accurate. I mean, there are a number of people in history who have accomplished things who were smokers. I mean,
yeah.
Charles de Gaulle.
Yeah, but you know what?
Churchill.
You know what, though, Charles? Is that
the governor?
Yeah, well, things change. But, you know, the thing is that we can't forget that you can't, you know, override individual rights on things and that, when you start outlawing certain aspects of behavior, okay, so we cut back on all the tobacco and then we cut back on all those taxes and then where are we going to get the money then? Hey, Charles, we got other people on.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling, though. Hey, Charles, don't forget to vote today.
Right. Well, I've already decided what I'm going to mark down. It's just, for me, it's kind of like a holiday of sorts because it's one of those special days on the, every time the polls are open, it's like that, you
yeah.
know?
You know what?
We're going to regard it as such yeah. or else you won't treat it with the proper respect.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about as soon as we answer this next phone call.
Thanks a lot, Charles.
Edith, good morning.
Good morning.
How are
you? Doing good. Just calling to say, you know, it comes down to where it's gotten to the point where, yes, I am a smoker, but you can come out to my house. I have a clean ground. The problem we've got is a bunch of slobs that don't care what they do to the ground, California, and the outside area. The laws have made it to the point where even big companies, and we have one right up on the corner of Bocelli and South Bonneview, that have now gotten to the point where no matter how much land they've got, they want everybody away. It is such a toxin, it is such a pariah, that now you've got them out standing on the curb, and they won't even let them smoke on their own business property. And the thing is until you make it where it's, you know, you've got to go and go to a pub to smoke, or you're going to go underground because now it's prohibition, we all have rights and laws. And I'm waiting because there's going to be a day when this is going to backlash that the smokers are going to say, like it or not, we still do have rights.
Right.
And unless it's going to happen that way, what they're going to do is they're going to make us the ugly nasties, and that the only people that smoke cigarettes are the homeless and the low and the non-smart, the uneducated. And I got news for you. I know lots of people that are very well educated, and they still smoke.
Well, we're in agreement with you on that, Edith. I'll tell you something. I'll share a story with you. Driving over Weaverville, remember Carl twice has had to explain it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you? Well, all you have to do is look in the mirror, and if you got a tug inside your soul or your gut, I mean, you should know right away, I've done the right thing today. Well, I'll tell you a story. Going over to Weaverville one time, this guy takes his ashtray full of butts en route.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving with my mom and dad, and took his butts and he just dropped it out on the road. And my dad, there was a cop that later we saw, and my dad flagged the cop down and said, you know, he talked about, got the license plate.
Mm-hmm.
This car pulled out his ashtray, dropped all his buds out on the street. And the cop said, you know, I'm sorry if I didn't see it. There's nothing, I can't cite him.
Right. Well, it's just like I was driving down the road when I was pretty young. And all of a sudden on come Red and Blues. I didn't know what I'd done. He says, I saw you flick a cigarette outside. He says, you can go to court and explain to the cop, you know, and I went to court for it. Well, back in those days, it wasn't, oh, gee, it's just a ticket. Pay
right.
it. You had to go and explain yourself.
Well,
and he asked me whether or not I had insurance that could cover the entire California coast on the one cigarette that I dropped out my car.
Or
and
the burn
baby. Well, no, I don't have that kind of insurance. Yeah. He says, and I suggest you keep hot burning things inside your car in a grassy area. Otherwise, you
that
could
included
be
you,
half
Edith.
Of California.
That included you too, Edith.
Yes. Well, so
you
anyway,
know,
you guys have a great one.
Well, thank you so much,
Edith. Thank you so much.
And that's very thought provoking. And for those of you who do smoke and you do flick, you know, just remember that somebody could be driving in a convertible. It could hit the car of a baby in a baby seat. It could really hurt somebody. So just don't flick.
Okay, we've got other people on the line here with the term cigarettes on it, but we're going to get to them as soon as we get back from this break. We also want to talk about voting today. This is Carl Ndebott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Paper check. KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl Lindabot. Hey, Frosty, they mean all smoking.
Calm down.
Brian.
Good morning.
You're on, Brian.
Hello.
Hello, you're on.
Hey, you know, I used to be a smoker years ago, so I have sympathy for those who smoke and everything. I mean, I've been on both sides of the track. My big issue is, and I think people need to remember, is it's not an issue of people just smoking. It's an issue of respect for other people.
Absolutely.
In reference to leaving your butts laying around the ground. Because I go to the library quite often, and I see it all over the place. And I think it's, to me, it's not necessarily the bothersome of the smoke that gets to me. It's just looking at the littering. You know, I mean, we spent a lot of money on that library and other buildings of quality in this town, and it really diminishes that quality when you look around and people are littering. I mean, there's an ashtray right there, you know, and 10 feet away, there's just scattered all over the place.
Well, you know, Brian,
Brian,
you're absolutely right, because you know your rights end when you start offending other people. So it's like people that take their dogs to parks and don't clean up after them. You know, I look at it the same way.
Well, and those individuals are the ones that this is the consequences. You know, if people keep it clean and they're more respectful about what they do, I don't think they would have bothered the whole situation.
No.
You know,
it would never come up.
Like I said, you know, the ones that don't follow the rules are the one that makes everybody else suffer for it.
Well, that's just like the way it is and everything else.
Yeah, hey, it is. Have a good one.
Hey, Brian, thanks for calling.
I remember when I was in the Brownies and... Really, that was one of the things that we had to do, and one of our, and get a patch or do the good deed thing.
Smoke a cigarette?
Was to pick up the highway.
Pick up.
The highway. I was outside of Placerville, Pleasant Valley, actually, Shingle Springs area. It was really good for kids to do this because it makes you very conscientious and really aware of what people throw out their window. So there we were. You didn't think about rubber gloves in those days. You're picking this stuff up and sticking it in sacks. And so, just be aware. You know, if anything, just pass it on today that we bring this to the table. Is just be aware of what you're doing when you're just throwing your stuff around.
Yeah. And speaking of responsibility, because that's what you're talking about, is today we exercise our rights. As a free citizens of a free republic, and we vote on the future of our state today, people, you need to get out there and vote. They're saying it could be the lowest turnout in recent history. Well, we can't. You've got to get out there and vote, because otherwise special interests will continue and lobbyist groups will continue to steal your rights away. The ballot propositions are the results of our lawmakers' inability to do their job. We know that. They put it back on us. So now it's up to us to do it. So you get up, call somebody if you don't have a car and you need a ride, or you go down to one of the many polling places and you vote. It's up to us to let the government know enough is enough. They laughed at us when people went out and protested these taxes. Oh, teabagging this, teabagging that. What they didn't understand was that the people of this country are getting fed up. It's not getting any better. Unlike the Record Searchlight, who thinks that we need that politicians can be trusted, and it believes that a yes on a 1A, a Proposition 1A, will solve our financial woes, we believe a vote on 1A has to be a no. We have to let them know that no more taxes, no more sleight of hand, no more chicanery, no more watch this hand while we slap you with the other. It's time to say no. You want to vote yes on one of these? Yeah, vote for the one that restricts the legislature's income. What we ought to do is have some kind of ballot that says, hey, every time that you don't put out a balanced budget, a month later you lose 10% of your salary, and just keep going from there. You look at it and they say, oh, this tax will be capped. It will be rescinded. When has a tax ever been rescinded? And speaking of taxes, the Obama health care reform has an estimated price tag on it of $1.5 trillion for the next 10 years if approved. Now, do we need health care redone? Do we need to have affordable health care? Absolutely. But $1.5 trillion, who's going to pay for this? I'll tell you. Since only 50% of the people in the United States pay taxes, of the people that are working, they're going to pay it. I'm going to pay it. Frosty's going to pay it. Linda's going to pay it. You're going to pay it. For the people that aren't working. How many of the proposed how many people that are going to be covered in this tax, or I'm sorry, this health care plan are here legally? How many are here illegally? And speaking of that, why hasn't the governor addressed the illegals here in this state and how much money goes to them? Why hasn't this been addressed? I'll tell you why. I think he's a moral coward. The governor's a moral coward, as are the legislators, who refuse to address the fact that we are spending billions on people that are here illegally. In our education system, people, education, prisons, health care, $9 billion. It may be more than that. We're in trouble. So now we have to stand up and tell them. So you know what? Talk to me about doing your job. Okay, I'm going to do your job. I'm not going to give you the money because, as far as I'm concerned, it's green crack to you people. We got to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Your morning espresso starts right here.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. It's we have just a few minutes left, but we wanted to make a special announcement. Tonight at City Council, the raising of the utility rates will be discussed at 7 p.m. And today is a special resolution of the Board of Supervisors for the MIAP.
The Missing in America Project.
And we're going to be joining them tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We'll be at the Veterans Hall.
On Yuba Street, right next to the post office. From 11 to 1, they're going to have a barbecue, and then around 12 o'clock, they're going to have a ceremony setting everybody off for their trip across the United States, going back to Arlington with the three heroes, two Silver Star winners and a Medal of Honor awardee. So they're going to have, again, a farewell at 11 to 1. So come on down there tomorrow. Barbecue, hot dogs, hamburgers, all that.
Yeah.
We'll be with them.
We'll be leaving with them. And then tomorrow night, hopefully tune in. I think we're going to try to call in while Steve's doing the news and give you a little input on what's happening down at the ARCO Arena, because there'll be some special announcements and resolutions that are happening then. And the next day, the 21st, we'll be doing our show. We'll be calling in live with everything that's happening before we leave, and the official kickoff where they start going to all their seven stops across America begin.
That's right. So, and also on the 21st of May is Linda's birthday. So that's where she spends her birthday, on the back of a Harley. I can't think of a better way to do it, personally. But, you know, that's me.
But I can pull out my five-inch heels.
Dan, you're up.
All right, you guys. Good for you, Linda. I like your attitude. My comment's about the comments that were made by our city council people, and I think it's just another example of the arrogance and elitism of our public officials.
Well, you know, they have their thoughts on things. You know, the difference is that when you have people that, you know, this is what I believe or this is what I think, you know, we all have that. But it's when you have the right then to change how other people live, you got to be pretty careful about the things you say and then just how far you're willing to take that.
Yeah, and as far as Dickerson goes, I've always thought he was a carpetbagger, because when he first ran for office, all he did was rent a P.O. box in the district that he was running for.
Oh, I didn't know about that, but...
Yeah.
Hey, look, Dan, thanks a lot for your phone
call.
All
right, thanks, you guys. Have fun on your birthday.
Thank
Bye.
You. We love our callers.
You can take a 5-inch heels on the Harley.
I'm going to take them with me, but it doesn't mean I'm going to ride with them.
Okay.
Maybe I will. We'll see.
Well,
we'll see.
That'll be difficult holding a bike
up. I have some tricks up my sleeves. By the way, again, one more time, freefireradio.com. That's our website. We love to hear from you. We go through every single email. We want to hear your thoughts. We want to hear what kind of show you would like us to do. It's all about the interaction, guys. So, Daniel, thanks for that last call. Thanks for all our callers today. Thanks to the guys from Shasta Regional Medical Center and some awareness on strokes. We love what we do, and we're here because we're here for you.
Yeah, you know what? When we say this is your show, we mean that. And so if you don't like what we're talking about, call up and we'll switch to whatever you're saying. You can also call us if you don't have a computer. You can call us at 530-241-2682 and get a hold of us that way. Just leave a message if we're not in the office right then. The big thing today, though, is vote.
Vote.
You know, we talk about supporting our veterans, and that's what we do. Well, the veterans are out there on the walls to give us certain rights, and one of those rights is to vote. And if you don't do it, it's kind of an insult to them, but it's also an insult to yourself for not going out, taking that extra effort to do something like that, to vote, to have a say in what goes on in our country. Everybody in this station votes. Frosty's going out. He votes. In fact, he made me vote twice. He said he belongs to Acorn. So I'm just kidding there, Frosty. Good morning. You got like 30 seconds.
Okay. In the voting.
Yes, ma'am.
Instead of cutting teachers, how come our legislature is not changing it so they don't do state testing? That's just totally ridiculous. Parents know when they have good teachers. They do not need somebody in Sacramento to let them know if their student's doing okay.
I think you're absolutely right, Amelia. Thank you for your phone call. You're absolutely right. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Cypress Square Barbershop, get ready. You know who you are.